Blog Talk Radio.
You are born with a grace.
The gift that looks good on you.
That grace is your gift.
The gift that looks good on you.
You don't just me. Could you put a little mayonnaise or something on that bread? That's really so dry. Just a little bit.
Yes, they will. Designed
to make you doubt what heaven says.
Don't you doubt.
The systems of the world.
These systems
try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
But these systems were designed to make you sit down on your kids.
Don't you let
me. But the gift God gave to you.
This gift.
Give it back to him.
Offer it up. Looking good.
It looks good on you.
Where you at?
The gift, it looks good.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace. We're so glad you came today. And we have another exciting topic today. And before we start, oh, gracious Father, we thank you that you are always helping us, especially when we are praising you, dear Heavenly Father. We give you the glory this morning. We give you the praise because it's all about you. It's not about us. And we say thank you for this broadcast today. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today we're talking about let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. You know, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continuously of your lips, giving thanks to his name. To praise God can at times feel like the most ineffective and meaningless action we can take, especially when we are surrounded by challenges. So why should we sing a song to God when everything in life is fighting hard against us? And God sense absent, and he seems absent from you, but he's not. God is always helping us, especially when we are praising him. Come on today, let's praise the Lord, everybody. Praise him in the good time as well as the bad time. Well, today, we're just telling you a little bit about praising God. You know when the blessing, praises go up and the blessings come down? You know, in Hebrews 13 and 15 say, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continuously. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Not my name, not your name, but to God's name. You know, we live in a world that does not always make sense. Neither does it always seem to work in our favor. But when life gets tough, we can always begin to praise God in the midst of it all. To praise God can at times feel like the most ineffective and meaningless action we can take. So why should we sing a song to God when everything in life is fighting us hard against us? You know, I'm glad you asked. You know, God knows the end of every challenge we face even before we have to face it. In his eyes, there is nothing but victory before you. His desire is never to bring you harm and destruction, but rather victory and peace. You know, to praise God in the midst of your stormy days shows that you are confident that God is in control. Your praise shines in the face of your spiritual adversary, declaring his impending doom. You know, such praise which swells out of your heart and through your lips profess that you will not let go of your faith. No matter what you face today, sincerely so great will never go unanswered. So why don't you praise the Lord today? While praising God during times of misunderstanding, trials, even hardship may seem foolish, it is most clearly the way our tribulation. Will you give him your praise today? Will you tell God you know who he is? How great he is and how exalted he is? If so, victory is yours right now. You may see no immediately change at all in your situation, but one thing is clear. You will have changed. You will have shown God that your tears are wiped away and your trust, and you trust him with everything in you. Such is the sacrifice of praise. So today, we're going to talk about let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. Because that's all he wants. No matter what is coming up in your life, if you start praising God, you're going to see how everything will turn around. And today, I'm going to play different music, and I'm going to come back talking about how you can lift up the name of Jesus in your sacrificial of praise. Praise the Lord. God can work it out. That means when we're giving a sacrifice of praise to God, no matter what is going on in our life, when we're praising God, God looked down on his children and can't help but bless his children because we're giving him a sacrifice of praise. No matter, just like that song, whether your rent is due, you got a foreclosure, your lights off, your gas off, your baby needs shoes, clothing, or yourself. But when you start praising God, I'm a living witness. When you offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, he will come through for you every time. You know, and I would do this as Cain. You know, we have the power to correct many of the problems of society and lead the people in God's way of life. You know, as priests and priestess of God, among other things like teaching and counseling, we will be responsible for offering sacrifice. Christians ought to offer up spiritual sacrifice and proclaim the praises of God. I know some of you all, might not be all of you, but some of you all might be driving down the street on your way to work, on your way to the grocery store. And when you just start thinking about what God have done for you, like a truck just barely missed you, how the angels blocked that wreck, head-on collision. Don't you know that's a time to give God a sacrifice of praise to God? They wanted to put you out your home, or your rent was late. And they're talking about sending you downtown or having the sheriff to come out and serve you paper. You know, start giving God a sacrifice of praise. It's only in an instant. And just GP, give God a sacrifice of praise. When you think about all God have done for you today, what he did for you last week, he going to do it again this week for you. But you got to praise him. You got to let him know, God, I thank you. God, I adore you. God, I magnify you. I know I've gotten off the chain this morning, but I'm just thanking God over here in Houston, Texas, on just how good God is, how he is a way maker. And you think I came even just to be on Blog Talk. Nobody may not have been called in, but that's okay. I'm still going to give God a sacrifice of praise because I know what he is to me. I know what he'll do and what he can do. I believe in giving him a sacrifice of praise. You know, you also living as lively stones. You want to be living and doing what God say do. As building up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up sacrificial praise to God. You know, we are training now, learning how to be priest of God for his spiritual priesthood, and the primary reason is to offer up sacrifice of praise. You want to give him a spiritual sacrifice of praise to God each and every day, all day. You know, a spiritual sacrifice is an act of giving up and offering to God our time and effort in a way that is pleasing to him. You know, what makes a spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God? It is merely the sacrificing of our time and effort. No, it is more than that. Comparing the sacrifice of Noah, sacrifice of the children of Israel, shows the attitude and the righteousness of an offer is important to God. You can find that in Genesis 8, 20 and 21. Also, you can go to Amos 5, 21 and 27. You know, a spiritual sacrifice must be offered in an attitude of obedience, humility, and reverence. You know, be obedient to the things of God. Be humble before God. Show reverence to God. Today we are talking about let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. For your children today, offer a sacrifice of praise. Some of you are grandparents. Offer a sacrifice of praise. You may not even have children, but still offer up a sacrifice of praise for other things that God is doing in your life. You may be married today and going through some things. Still offer God a sacrifice of praise because you know he the one to change your situation. You may be having problems in your ministry. Still offer God a sacrifice of praise. You may not have but 5 to 10 members in your congregation. Still offer up a sacrifice of praise. Your bank account may be low or may have zero balance, but I'm a living witness. When you start giving God praise, money start coming from everywhere that will fill your account. See, I was giving God a sacrifice of praise even when I decided to do this broadcast today. Yesterday, had a car that has been paid off 5 years. Don't you know they found in their computer and in their paperwork that they owed me a check? Last night when I got home and opened up my mail, here was an unexpected check. Don't you know I was giving God a sacrifice of praise? I was praying him because that was something I wasn't even looking for. That was something I didn't even know was coming. Almost 5 years, and here I got another car. I'm hoping to pay it off. You know I was giving God a sacrificial of praise. When you just think about the little things that God is doing for you today, that job when they was cutting people loose, God kept you on the job. That's a place right then to give God a sacrificial of praise. That check you wasn't expecting. Those hours that you got extra, overtime that you wasn't expecting. Don't you know that's a sacrifice of praise? Stop right there and just start praising God. In the grocery store, you might have popped on the floor unexpected. Or when you got to the register, today was your day where somebody paid for your groceries because you know you didn't have enough. You were going to have to put something back. Don't you know that's a sacrifice of praise to God today? When he woke you up this morning, that was a sacrifice of praise to give him the glory, give him the praise. I'm just showing you today how you can give God a sacrifice of praise. You went to church today. You went to Bible study. You went to prayer meeting, something, and someone blessed you. Don't you know that's a praise to God? My. Don't think that you couldn't give God praise today. Yes, you can. You know, praising God is a spiritual sacrifice. You know, therefore, by him, Christ, let us continue offering the sacrifice of praises to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. You'll find that in Hebrews 13 and 15, as I was telling you earlier. Sincerely offering praises to acceptable sacrifice, which please him. Praise is a form of spiritual worship that helps us stay focused on God. My. You know, it was a continual responsibility of the Levitical priesthood to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord. And likewise at evening. You'll find that in 1 Chronicles 23 and 30. I start my morning off at 2:30 and 3 o'clock praising God, giving him all the praise. Before I start praying, I start giving him thanks for watching over me during the night, watching over my son, my grandchildren, my great-grand. I thank him starting at 3 in the morning, giving him praise that I could put my leg out of the bed, then stand up and find out I can walk. Don't you know that's a sacrifice of praise where you could just go to praising God, dancing right by your bedside. Also, David organized the Levites in their duties to praise and to serve before the priests, as the duty of each day required. You'll find that in 2 Chronicles 8 and 14. Whole families of the tribe of Levi were set apart to praise God in the temple through vocal and instrument music. You'll find that in 1 Chronicles 25. Don't you know you can praise God with your voice? You can sing songs to God. You know how to play an instrument. No matter what instrument you have, you can play an instrument with music to God, giving him your sacrificial praise. You know, King David set up an example. He praised God
7 times each day. You find that in Psalm 119:164. You know, the principle here is that we should be praising God continuously or be prepared to do so at any time. Not a specific number of times a day. Oftentimes, if we do something by root, it is meaning and sincerely suffer greatly. You know, I'm going to tell you about forms of worship. Praise can be offered in several different forms. You can sing. You can play musical instrument. You can dance, speaking, or even praying. You'll find that in Psalms 146 and 150. Psalms 146 and Psalms 150 tell you all about praising God, all the different instruments that you can praise God. You don't have to feel like you can't do anything. You can be in your home praising God. You can listen to the radio. You can listen to your DVD, your CD with music, praising God. You can listen to a church broadcast, to a sermon, and that the sermon with the man saying in it, of the woman of God saying it, you find yourself just praising God. You know, God enjoyed them all, providing they are based upon spiritual truth and principle and are presently in humility. You know, we have an opportunity to praise God in Psalms each week in our worship service. It is designed to put us in a joyful, thankful frame of mind so that we will be more receptive to the instructions given that day. You know, as a spiritual sacrifice, praise is a specific duty that we as a royal priesthood in training are required to perform. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praise of God, who called you out of darkness and to his marvelous light. You'll find that in 1 Peter 2 and 9. You know, praise is a Greek word, areta, which means virtue and excellence. Claim his virtue, showing the excellence of all that he does. You know, offering up spiritual sacrifice of praise to God is not something to be taken lightly. It is the duty of God's spiritual priests to offer praise continuously and with a sincere and dedicated attitude. You know, there are innumerable attributes and characteristics for which we may praise the Almighty God of heaven. For example, the eternal purity and righteousness, which is the beauty of holiness. You'll find that in 2 Chronicles 20 and 21. Just look at creation, unlimited number of blessings for which to praise God. When you just think about all the blessings God have given you just today, even as you came to this program, it's a blessing to you. When you think about all of God's marvelous work, we should praise him for the power needed to create and sustain all of physical and spiritual realm. We will sing and pray your power. We can praise him for his unquenchedness and faithfulness. Just think about how faithful he is to you today. The heavens will praise your wonder, O Lord, your faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heavens can be compared to the Lord? You find that in Psalms 89:5-6. And when you think about the Psalms on a whole, it's lifting up the name of Jesus. We come to praise him today. We come to play Psalms today. We come for victory today. Some of my key words I was using: praise, songs, and victory. And when you think about all the victory God have given you today, I'm going to play another song that God is working it out for your good. He's working it out. So praise him today.
Circumstance says it's already getting better.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. See, I'm playing music today in between our broadcast to let you know a sacrifice of praise, how God is working it out for your good in your life, no matter what you're going through. You can still give him a praise. Hallelujah. Taste for his name and his goodness is a spiritual sacrifice. I will free the sacrifice to you. I will praise your name, O Lord, for it is good. You know, God has many names. For example, Yahweh Shalom, meaning the eternity of peace. Yahweh Tsadok denotes the eternity of our righteousness. One of King David's many praises to God was for your glorious name. My. You know, we can praise God for his involvement in his plan of salvation. One generation should praise your work to another and should declare your mighty acts. You know, the Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his work. You know, we can certainly praise him for revealing to us his word. I will worship towards your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and truth. You know, for you have magnified your word above all, your name. All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. You know, the number of things for which we can praise the eternal God is unlimited. When you think about all the things, little things, middle things, big things, humongous things, that you can give God a sacrifice of praise to, nobody should be walking around today without not giving God a sacrifice of praise. He raised your loved ones up off of that hospital bed. He brought someone out that had cancer and that you are still here. You have healed. He's bringing someone through surgery right now. Someone is in a cold house, in a cold room right now. God is bringing them out. Don't you know you deserve to give God a sacrificial of praise today? I'm just thinking it, all the things that you can give God praise for today. Don't say, well, it's nothing to praise him. Yes, it is. To be able to breathe the air that he have given you today is a sacrifice of praise. To have clothes to put on your back is a sacrifice of praise. To have food on your table, cabinet, in your freezer, don't you know that's a sacrificial of praise to God? And you feel you can't give God a praise? You can praise God today. You can give him a song. Don't you know God loves when you write him a song or you sing to him? Don't you know victory? Victory is yours today. Just think about that. You have too much to give God praise for to keep your mouth closed. He blessed you with that new car you got, even if it was a good used one. He blessed you with it. He blessed you with that finances to pay for that car. Don't you know you owe God a sacrifice of praise? Where you was walking up and down the street, out of your mind, and God would turn your mind to, don't you know that's a praise to God today? I'm just showing you, don't say that you cannot give God a praise today. Oh, yes, you can. You can give God a sacrifice of praise today for all he's done for you, what all he's still doing. You still on your job where they said it was closing the place down or they downsize. But he saw fit to still have you holding your job, still getting a paycheck. Or better still, if some of you all was let go, you got a servant's pay, you got maybe put on another job somewhere. Don't you know you, God, desire your praise? You know, the more our eyes are open to God's attribute, if we allow ourselves to be separate from God because of sin, as a result of neglecting our spiritual life, we will find it hard to recognize and appreciate the attribute and characteristics of God. Our mental attitude is critical, important in proper praising the eternity. Without the right attitude, our praises are unacceptable. I think I better say that again. Without the right attitude, our praise are unacceptable to the Almighty. But acceptable sacrifice of praise or pleasing to God. The spiritual sacrifice of praise, an act of offering to God acknowledgement of his attribute. It is an act of spiritual worship that helps us to stay focused on him. Our duty as a royal priesthood is to continually offer spiritual sacrifice of praise to God. And when you read in the book of Psalms, you will find that praising God is so important that it is a dominating theme that the Almighty God wants to impress upon us. Study the writings and life of King David. It is clear that his praise for the eternal God is a major reason that God considered him a man after his own heart. And you'll find that in 1 Samuel 13 and 14. We have so many reasons today to praise our holy and righteous God. Today, start praising God just for being alive. Praise God. Start praising God for the companion he gave you. Start praising God for that job he gave you. Start praising God for that car he blessed you with, gas in the car. If you didn't have cash money, you might have had a car. Praise him for that. He will allow you to pay that bill. Start praising God today. Don't take things lightly because God loves your praise. So today, start praising God and thanking God for all that he have done for you. Thank you so much for tuning in to Joy and Peace Community Development Cooperation. I am so glad you have stopped by, even with the archive. I hope it's something that I have said today on this broadcast that will draw you closer to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And just think, to have a phone, that's a praise. To have a computer in your home, even on your phone, that's a praise. Give God a praise today. Don't let your day go by without giving God a sacrifice of praise today. And I know your world will be turned around. Just praise God. Do it all. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Start praising God for what he has done and what he will do. And I guarantee you, your life will be changed. And until next week, where we have another exciting broadcast that's already set up, please stay tuned to Joy and Peace Community Development Cooperation Program. We'll be glad to hear from you. And sometimes send us some response to the program so we know what we need to change, our format, if it's something different or something you would like for us to talk about. Email me at Blog Talk. Care of Joy and Peace Outreach, Overseer Sadie Elliott. Until next week, have a wonderful and a blessed day. Bye-bye.